You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we saw this story yesterday. It was something that came across about people who were fessing up about things that secretly turned them on. So naturally, it like caught our eye, because this whole thing about secretly turning you on, I'm guessing that what that means is you don't tell your significant other that something secretly turns you on. It's just for you
yes.
to enjoy.
Like when you see it, you get a little like, oh, a little tingly, you know? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I love that. I love it.
And so we were talking about opening up our phones on this, and the more unusual, we're not talking kinky people, we're talking...
Yeah, don't be kinky.
We're talking about just unusual things, maybe, that yeah. secretly really turn you on. And it doesn't even have to be a strong sexual urge. We're just saying you see something like, oh, man.
Your heart kind of skips a beat or it flutters a little faster. You're like, damn.
Thank you.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Like when Nicole puts in her snore guard at night. Oh, baby. No. Mine's handwriting. Any like beautiful handwriting. Knick-knack has really pretty handwriting. And there is something about that that I'm like, that is sexy. That is really nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, write me a card. Leave me a to-do list. You know, I'm like, ooh.
That's a lost art these days,
It
too.
Really is, yeah.
Everybody's handwriting is so crappy
mine
anymore.
Mine is garbage.
Mine used to be pretty nice. It has just so deteriorated over the years.
Mine's generally just scribbles now.
I wonder about that, too, because I used to have pretty neat handwriting. And is it a use it or lose it kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Because now when I do, it looks... like what they used to describe as like a doctor's scrawl.
You're in a hurry or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Because everything's done on the phone or email or, you know, social now.
So you're turned on by our handwriting.
I'm going to do handwriting. Yeah, I think that's pretty sexy when you have beautiful handwriting. How about you?
Mine's so boring. I don't even want to say it. I'm turned on when... I'm secretly turned on by women who read.
Oh, yeah.
And if I see them reading a book, whatever, I don't even care what the book is. If I see them out somewhere and they're just somewhere reading, uh-huh. I'm like, I'm turned on by
that. You like that, huh?
I do. As like I've told you before, I'm secretly turned on by women who drive pickup trucks. And I don't know why, because I would never drive a pickup truck. But there's something about it.
Yeah, you're like, but if they're just reading, turn that page.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't know why. I told you it's stupid. I didn't even want to say it.
It's cute though. It's cute. Why? It's you do you, man.
Yeah. On the flight to Denver, the woman who sat next to me, mm-hmm. as soon as she got in her seat, she opens up her bag, whatever, and she pulls out this book. And she just she read the whole flight.
Whoa.
I know.
You can control yourself.
I wanted to, buy her a cocktail.
Did you really?
No. Like, oh. I don't know. That's stupid. And I know I'm sorry, but that's mine. That's why we're saying.
It's all right.
That's why I don't talk about it. It's what secretly turns me on.
It's the weird stuff.
Weird. So what have you got? And a text message would be fine. Phone calls are always get bonus points with us. What are you laughing
at? After all of that, after what we just talked about, Ashley texted in and said, Jeremy, what's the name of the snore guard that your wife uses?
Well, tell her.
It's called, what's it called? Silent Night is the brand. It's a brand called Silent Night, and it just goes on the top of her mouth there. No, it actually, it's a whole mouth thing, and it's got little brackets, and it keeps her, it moves her jaw for just a little bit, so she talks like that.
Well, it might really actually turn you on if it keeps her quiet.
Christine wrote in.
I'm talking about snoring, people, not keeping her quiet from talking. That's not what I was saying.
Wow, rude.
Shut up.
Christine said, when my husband licks the salt off the rim of his margarita.
See?
Meow.
Mm-hmm. She's getting naughty on us.
There we go.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, good, Lisa.
Please.
We're so sexy.
It's a fun Friday. So we're talking about what secretly turns you on. So what is it for you?
Men wearing chaps.
You see that a lot?
Must have a Yellowstone fan here or something.
Yeah, you like Rip?
No. Grew up on a farm and so on a ranch. And so I think men wearing chaps is really sexy.
Just kind of rugged.
My husband always asks, well, hey, why do we always go to rodeos? And I'm like, no reason. I just like going.
Stock show's back in town.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a good look. Just a rugged man.
Those bunless chaps or whatever.
Oh,
where they wear no pants with them and just.
Do you like those kind?
Oh, sure.
It's like a dream come true, huh?
That's right.
All right. Giddy up, Lisa. Giddy up. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here comes Jenny. Hello, Jenny. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. It secretly turns you on. What is it?
Takeoffs and landings in airplanes.
What?
I know. It's crazy. Years ago, I was traveling to Vegas with a boyfriend, and he secretly told me that. And when I looked at him, I could tell he was turned on. But I never told him I was, too.
So if you're on a plane and you're going down the runway,
you're like, yes,
you're getting turned on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I know.
What is that?
I've never told anybody. I've traveled with girlfriends. I've traveled with boyfriends. I've traveled with my ex-husband. I've never told anybody this.
Is it
but
the
this is
sensation?
So funny that this was your segment today.
Yeah, what is it? Like the sensation of speed and the...
The rumble?
Yeah,
the vibration, maybe?
It's all of that. You know, the plane to, you know, and going down the runway and it takes off.
Yeah,
and it's
the
in the
heavy
air,
machinery. Like, you're like, I'm sitting in the clouds. Take me now. Wow, geez.
What? And landing does the same thing to me. It's like, woo!
You know,
there's jokes, but you can't say them.
I love to fly.
I'll bet. You know, it'd be funny to be on a plane sitting next to you, and as we're speeding down the runway for takeoff, there's Jenny in the seat next to me going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
No.
You think she's scared?
Like,
I'm not scared.
Like I don't let anybody on to what's going on.
No.
But,
okay.
You know,
you're quiet, huh?
All right. Yeah. It's a quiet secret that's like, whoo.
Here's what I like is that you've never told even the closest people in your life, but you told your boys in the morning, and that means the world to us.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I know I'm nuts.
Well, then you're our people.
I want to go take a trip.
Go right now.
Go.
Just go. Drop everything and go to DIA
just
right now.
Hanging out at the airport.
Do they have any red eyes anymore? I don't know if they do red eyes anymore.
Oh, you're delightful. Have a fun weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
See you later.
Cleared for takeoff.
Julie's texting in. She says, when I'm at King Supers and all the firefighters are there grocery shopping for their meals. Hubba hubba. Well, being firefighters could be part of that, right?
Cassidy had to write in and say, for the record, all chaps are assless. I know, Cassidy. Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah. We were just speaking.
Gabby says, when a man is cooking and he throws a towel over his shoulder, that is sexy.
Oh, see, that's good.
Yeah. And then I like Jill's. She said, when my husband fixes things around the house and he has a couple screwdrivers sticking out of his back pocket. Don't know what it is, but it gets me.
Mm-hmm. Brad says, for some reason, nurses' scrubs are a turn-on for me. I'm thinking about buying a pair for my wife for Halloween year-round, if you know what I mean.
Put these on.
We're going to role-play
today. Take my blood pressure.
You're the nurse today.
Give me a shot. Give me my pills.
I got to. You know what? I will chime in on that, because I've got a friend of mine. I think I've told you about this friend of mine. She's a labor and delivery nurse.
Yeah.
And has been for many, many years, whatever. And every once in a while, the pictures that she'll post online are she's in her scrubs. And it for whatever reason, it
gets
is.
You, huh?
It's really hot. It really is. Is it the caregiving?
Even with all the baby goo on her?
That's funny.
Is
she
that afterbirth on you?
I don't think she's posted one of those, but...
Eric said, when a lady pushes their hair behind their ear. Yeah, that's pretty cute. Tina said, listening to a man's heartbeat. Aw, Tina. I got another one. My wife's been doing this lately. I didn't know I had this turn on. She's been getting her nails done with sparkly nail polish. And I think that is just the most sexiest thing. Just beautiful, sparkly nails. And then she writes a card. I can watch her hand.
I feel like you're getting turned on right now.
Sexy.
Do I need to dismiss you early today?